I am based in Beirut, Lebanon, and I've joined NP last year in October. My work, as my title reflects, focuses on advocacy in the Middle East and North Africa, what we call as MENA region. My job is primarily about building relationships with MENA countries and conquering the regional policy spaces. And as you may all know, it is a crucial time in the region. Many Middle Eastern countries are trying to or have already positioned themselves as mediators or facilitators to regional and international conflicts, such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others, while several other countries in the region are taking over leadership roles in the humanitarian space. And this is all in the context of what you might have heard us talk about in the past, the shifting humanitarian landscape. Even before the dismantling of USAID, several MENA countries ranked among the top funders in this field. And now, given the several MENA, given the current shift in the landscape, with the humanitarian funding from the typical funders, Europe and the US starting to disintegrate, there is more space for other countries who want to be global leaders to step in and grow their profile and also influence the policy making. This environment provides an entry space for us to introduce unarmed civilian protection as a relevant methodology and approach. UCP has really not been part of the conversation of providing humanitarian assistance in the region. So it's relatively a new concept, and I can thus position it as this interesting, innovative, and relevant practice that gets attention. Furthermore, our core principle that guides all our work, the primacy of local actors, which I will unpack shortly, positions NP with major added value that is one of its kind among international organizations. Now, moving to the technical advocacy part, building relationships is a lot about showing up, going to conferences and forums, being vocal about our work and making it visible, as well as engaging in policy discussions. For example, after 2 days, I'll be attending the Doha Forum to represent NP. This forum is an incredibly exclusive space where the region and the world's leaders, organizations, and actors come together to discuss big ideas, issues, and network together. I wrote a compelling application for MP about unarmed civilian protection, the importance, relevance, and intersectionality of this work during mediation processes, and it was accepted. Being present in these kinds of spaces means we can advance the idea of unarmed civilian protection in the region, all with the aim of getting more protection work actually happening in local communities. Another part of my work is, as part of the global advocacy team, entails bringing local voices to regional and international spaces, in addition to supporting country programs in their advocacy efforts and I've just recently returned from a visit to our Iraq country program, where I've delivered an advocacy training to further expand our protection team's capacities, knowledge, and skills to advance their advocacy efforts. We have focused on broadening the understanding of advocacy and how to map out stakeholders and develop advocacy plans. This also entailed practical exercises on how to engage in national, regional, and international spaces. Our protection or peace teams in the country work closely with local communities and community protection or peace teams so they can do community-led advocacy with local authorities in their areas. The training also came to transfer experience and knowledge related to advancing local advocacy efforts to national level, and also how to amplify local voices in regional and international spaces. In addition to this work, recently with other NP colleagues, we have completed a mission in Syria to see if unarmed civilian protection would be useful in this space and what other UCP mechanisms Syrians have been applying throughout the long years of war they have been through. During this assessment, we met with leaders of local peace and human rights organizations. We met with members of the government, and we spent time in local communities. When we do these assessments during all these meetings, we don't start with explaining the technicalities of unarmed civilian protection, but rather we first let people ask questions. We talk about what we do as working side by side with local communities, with examples from our actual work on ground from different countries. We explain that we build relationships with everyone, and we embody the core values of nonviolence and nonpartisanship, and that our programs are designed in a way to meet the contextual needs, and that there is no model that fits all. We explain how our country programs all over the globe differ from each other in a way to meet the contextual needs for each country. We also explain that we don't impose. We do assessments to see what civil society, governments, and local people are already doing. Like you heard Yumi talk about in Ukraine and Bakhita in South Sudan, if we are present, it is in service to the local community. We support the community to keep people safe and build peace infrastructure sustainably. And this is the primacy of local actors, a concept that gets people very engaged and interested in what we do. This makes people feel comfortable that we are not an international organization that is coming in to impose anything on them, which very much aligns with the MENA context.
And we often get that a lot in the field. What we do, like especially what I do, when I see I'm overwhelmed with the work, I take days off and then I connect with my family. And I'm an artist as well, so I like going to riverside and make some drawings, portraits. That keeps me recharged actually. So that is how I keep my balance between work and family and education. And during my free time also, I study. So it's like I'm trying, but not 100%. But sometimes when you don't have leave days, it become tricky, you know? You need to work so that you have some days off, yeah. But I'm trying to balance actually. And thank you for that question. It helped me reflect back and how to take also time for myself, yeah. Thank you.